Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit any of the theme parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks or anywhere in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, American Tourist Travel. Let us book all your travel needs, especially Disney. You can find us at americantouristtravelagency.com. Now come on, guys, let's hop on the train and head over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast, Father's Day edition. Happy Father's Day, John. How you doing, buddy? Pull up a stool.
Thank you, sir, and happy Father's Day to you.
No, thank you very much. I've been called a mother more than a father, but thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, it all comes with the territory. So.
I'm sure a lot of the guys out there listening to us have said both things to me, but happy Father's Day to all the wonderful fathers out there that take care of your family. You know, a few of the guys are working down the shore today. I felt bad for them on Father's Day.
Yeah, man, you guys are working like crazy. So there for a while, it looked like you were going to have to work today, but it ended up, you got it off, huh?
Yeah, so. it was 50-50. I mean, I would have did it for the team, for the guys. But yeah, it's just my body's aching. Like my foot's finally starting to feel better. After 3 weeks of it in pain, I told you the pain. I couldn't barely get out of bed in the morning. I'd have to walk it off. I had plantar fasciitis and Achilles tendonitis all in the same foot. Tell me that ain't a kick in the pants.
That sounds like so much fun.
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful. Have you ever had plantar fasciitis or Achilles problems?
No, I don't think so.
What happens is it's weird. It's not a lot of pain while you sleep unless you move it a certain way. Like I had a pain in the back of the ball, my heel. So it would touch the mattress a little bit, it would hurt, but for the most part, I could sleep with it. But what happens is when you wake up and you go to take a step, your foot, you go through the roof. It won't loosen up. It feels like it's all cramped and it won't move. And you literally, and it's serious pain, and you got to walk for like, the more you walk, the better, the more it loosens up. It still hurts a little bit, but the better you can move. And then as soon as you sit down or lay down, it hurts all over again as soon as you go to stand back up. It's weird.
Start all over again, right?
Yes, but at least now that's feeling better, except for it's to the point now where you forget about it, and then you go to take a step, and you tweak it a little bit, and you're nervous that you put yourself back at phase one again. But that's finally stopped hurting. Now the back of my neck and my carpal tunnel and my hands hurting. So it's a never-ending construction. Doing construction, you never not ache.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been doing my same job for 13 years now. So, yeah, it's my shoulders and my knees that are getting me, you know, pulling stuff upstairs and building hand cars, you know. So that's the ones that ache on me. But
it seems like one goes away and the other one starts, right?
Yeah. You finally get this. And I don't know about you, but anytime I go on vacation, my muscles tone down in that week. So my week back, I have to get used to it all over again. It takes me like 2 or 3 days to grow accustomed to climbing in and out of the truck all day and all that stuff. So yeah, the first couple of days back is a little rough. So.
No, I hear you, Johnny. It's called we're old men now.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I think both of the jobs we do are young men's jobs, but oh well.
But I just, again, we want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day. Thanks for listening to us complain here at the WDW Main Street Podcast. But I really miss my dad. Talking about doing this show this morning brought back a lot of memories of a lot of things. And And I've talked a lot of times about that one Disney trip I got to take with him, and it was one of the highlights of my life just to have him there. So I miss you, Pop, and happy Father's Day.
Yeah, yeah. My father passed away when I was two, so I don't have much memories of him at all. And then my stepfather was pretty much a big turd. So
I was drinking, John. I almost put my Starbucks all over the laptop. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, he was pretty much a big turd. But my brother was 15 years older than I am, and he was much like a father to me in many aspects. So I do miss him. So, but he is the only one that male role figure I had in my life that I'd call a positive one. So,
well, he did a heck of a job because you turned out okay, and you're a good father.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
So, you know, happy Father's Day to your brother. He's up there with my dad, correct?
Yeah, probably sitting and drinking a beer. So,
well, that's for sure with my dad.
Yeah, Steve too. Believe me.
There you go. They're out having a beer together. My dad was weird, like his son. The apple don't fall from the tree. My dad was weird. He could go like a case of beer could sit in the fridge for months, but once a week or not once a week, once a month, he had to go out and get a. He liked to drink. He was a social drinker. He liked to go out with his buddies. And have a few beers, and the good son that I am, I would go find him on his one day a month and make sure he got home safe. But he was weird. He would never drink, John, and then all of a sudden, he would just have that one day a month where he let his hair down, pervert. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, every once in a while, you got to let it go, right?
Yep, and he would do it. He liked to go out, but yeah, it would be rare you'd go by the house and see him with a beer, but he liked to hang out at the bar with his buddies. So he's probably up there hanging out and drinking a couple beers with your brother.
Sounds good.
You're causing some trouble. They're looking at us two idiots doing Disney podcasts. They're both picking on us right now. They're like, look at these two guys sitting and talking on the computer. What are they doing?
About Disney. Come on, guys. Jeez.
No, but yeah, happy Father's Day. And what are you doing today? Anything? You chilling with the family? Because you were supposed to work today.
Yeah, yourself. Supposed to work today, and then got it taken care of. I think Saturday, Friday, or yesterday morning, somebody took the shift for me. So I don't think we're gonna do much. We're gonna probably sit around just hang out, basically. Not a whole lot of anything. I had my good dinner last night. I grilled strips and had my lobster tail. All three of us ate for about, I think, a fifth of the price I paid for me and Lisa to eat at Yachtsman Steakhouse.
No.
I'm just not doing that again. So
you had New York strip and lobster tail. You broke up
a
little bit. No, that sounds good, Johnny.
Yeah, it was a good meal. So, and tonight, Doug, it's Father's Day. Going to watch wrestling with my son, so got to do the chicken wings. So we're doing the Hana wings tonight. So.
You're watching what, wrestling? We watch wrestling up here. Wrestling up here, not wrestling.
I can't help it. Whenever we talk about pro wrestling, I have to call it wrestling.
You're wrestling. Yeah. No, that sounds like a good time. Just spending time with him. I'm just hanging out with the family all day. My wife made me a beautiful dinner last night. She made me this. I don't even know how to explain it. It was like a chicken. She made this roasted chicken that was phenomenal. But it had this... the way she made this roasted like vegetable salad that was really good. It was a nice surprise. I came home, she made a special meal. She never made it before, and it was very good with fresh green beans. There's nothing like fresh beans. You know, this time of year when everything's, you go to the stand, get everything fresh. It's a good, because you guys got it year round. You have it, not got it. You have stands and fresh fruit and vegetables year round, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much, especially tomatoes and stuff like that. But anytime you head to the stand, but there are seasonal stuff. I mean, green beans is one of them things that is a lot better at certain times of year. So
yeah, it was nice. I worked another 10-hour shift yesterday, and it's 12 or 13 by the time you drive it, and it was nice to come home. It's actually nice to feel loved, and your wife makes a nice meal for you, isn't it?
It is. It is indeed.
So all the fathers out there, we're going to do the news during this show, but we also are doing a little segment. We're going to name our top five Disney fathers on today's episode. And I know my list will be better than yours, but yours will be okay.
Yeah, I think mine might be okay.
So. But that's the challenge. There's not a ton of news today, John. There's some. There's not a ton. I did see some reports, though. I mean, one of the latest reports is the Skyliner might, that I seen online and was watching videos and stuff like that. It looks like the Disney Skyliner might open in phases, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that, because there's going to be transfer points, I think. I don't think it's going to run one continuous line that runs everywhere. So, yeah, I think there's going to be different different stations.
Caribbean Beach is going to be the main hub.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be like that. It's going to be like basically like Ticket and Transportation Center, you know, where you can get on the monorail to go to the Magic Kingdom, you can get on one to go to the resorts, or you can get on one to go to Epcot. So it's going to be like that. There's going to be different options for you to go to different places. So.
Yeah, and what I'm hearing is that they're going to, from what I'm, a lot of the things I'm reading and seeing, and the way the building is going on, and for some reason I know a little bit about building, it looks like that they're going to open up the one to Hollywood Studios before they open up the landing at Epcot, from what I'm seeing. I think they're going to open that up because of the Toy Story Land and everything else like that, and I think they're not as big of a hurry to open up the one at Epcot because I don't think they want everybody seeing the Ratatouille building in the phases it's in right now, and the stanchions aren't up yet. Like, they don't have the towers up there yet for the Skyliner. You know what I'm saying? It looks like that they're more focusing on the Hollywood Studio ones and the one at Caribbean Beach.
Yeah, looking at it a couple of weeks ago when we were there, like you said, the stanchions are all the way up across the parking lot at Hollywood Studios, and then that station looks like it's beginning fairly close to being done. You can't even see the construction going on at the station at Epcot. So,
no.
Like you said, I think they're well ahead of it over there at Hollywood Studios. So,
yeah, and some of because I've seen some of the aerial views of around Ratatouille and that, and yeah, there's barely any. I mean, they had the foundations and all in, but there's nothing going vertical yet at all. So, I mean, I'm anxious to see. I think they will open that. I think it's going to be the Toy Story one open first.
Yeah, yeah, I think. Or Hollywood Studios. Yeah,
Hollywood
I think you're
Studios.
Right.
Yeah, for Toy Story Land. But speaking of Toy Story Land, that's what got me there is, did you see all the merchandise that's out for Toy Story Land already?
A whole lot, and I just see you wearing the Slinky Dog across your head. You're going to do it, right?
Yeah, if I want to get beat up at work. I can't even have them pictures out there, John.
You would look good, man. Come on.
Oh, cool. I want, see, like, that Toy Story Land hat, that's me. I wouldn't see me wearing that all the time, but I want it for the office.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah, it would look good.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of the things that are, they're more kid friendly, if you follow me. I mean, it's this is like Fantasyland stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's going to be a certain aspect of it, certainly of stuff that are for adults too. Who I mean, because most of those toys in Toy Story, they have a lot more sentimentality and attachment to people of our age than they do of my son's age, and certainly of my nephew. My nephew is like 4, and he wouldn't have any idea what a Slinky Dog is, or the Barrel Monkeys, or the Green Army Men. You know, so.
Nah, well, he will know sooner than later now with this push coming on.
Yeah, once he gets over there, he'll definitely have to learn it. So.
Like, I got a couple shirts and that I have upstairs that I bought at the parks. Like you ever buy that? Do you know the shirts that have like that real heavy embroidering on the front? They look nice, but they're not comfortable to wear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a couple of these, like, I would love to have the opening summer of 2018, the Toy Story t-shirt here. But it's more of a t-shirt that I would like to have for memorabilia around the house and actually wear. I haven't seen anything yet that I'm in love with from these photos. What about you?
No, not necessarily. I mean, you know, I think maybe if they come out with some kind of Green Army Men, and I hate to be sexist, but how about, you know, with the guys' toys, you know, maybe with the something with the Lincoln Logs and the Green Army Men and, you know, that type of stuff on it that would maybe perhaps be a little more masculine.
Yeah, so. Strong like bull.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but you know, there's just, but I'm happy to see this. I mean, I'm getting excited about the land opening. I'm hoping that you actually get the pop in there.
I talked to cast member yesterday who got a preview and got over there to ride the coaster, and he loved it. So they are doing it. It's just I haven't had a chance yet to either enter the lottery system or somehow get over there. I think he went as a guest of a friend that works at Hollywood Studios, but yeah, he got over there and rode it, and he loved the Slinky Dog coaster. So
what did he get in depth at all about it? What did he say?
No,
about it?
I asked him some questions, and then somebody else replied, "You know, we can't talk about it." Okay, all right, never mind. So he got a little too uppity about it. So.
Yeah, I know the type. He was the crossing guard at school.
There you go. Relax, buddy.
Yeah, the guy that we all put in the trash can back then. It was and it was called bullying, but it wasn't really bullying. It was this guy was being a turd to you all the time.
Poindexter, yes. Yeah. I mean, come on, I just wanted to know how fast it was, buddy. Relax. I mean, holy cow. Yeah, I was just asking him, you know, is it in between, where would you put it at in the slot of coasters? Would you put it in between, you know, Goofy's Barnstormer and Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, or, you know, before Space Mountain, or and this other guy just, no, da, 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 da. Okay, never mind. All right. So all I know is that it was fun and you really enjoyed it. So.
Well, speaking of that, that's an idea we could do. We haven't done it in a while, but maybe what we'll do is and we might have did this, we might have not. We've done 450 some shows now, and we talk nonsense all the time. So we don't really know half the things we've done on this show. But I would like to do like a Mount Rushmore kind of deal. Mount Rushmore of coasters, or we'll call it not coasters, we'll call it thrill rides. You understand? Because there's only Mount Rushmore. In case you don't know, John, I know Pat definitely wouldn't know, even though he's a history teacher. The four there's four people on Mount Rushmore. We know that, right?
Yeah, apparently, yes.
Yeah, there's four people. Anyway, happy Father's Day, Pat. You're wrong about the American Adventure. I was right, but anyway, and happy Father's Day to everybody again. But anyway, I would do a Mount Rushmore of thrill rides. Mount Rushmore of restaurants, Mount Rushmore of resorts, Mount Rushmore of restaurants. Did I say that already? Restaurant, resorts, e-rides, and then dark rides, like pirates and, you know, haunted. You know what I'm saying? But maybe we'll do our Mount Rushmore of those. That would that sound like fun to you?
Yeah. So basically your top four of all of those different categories.
Yeah, we could even break it up. Mount Rushmore of counter service, Mount Rushmore of deluxe or regular dining, sit down.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know everybody will have Liberty Inn on for counter. So,
oh, you know it.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway.
That and Electric Umbrella. I mean, oof, there's two favorites right there.
I don't even think – I think it's an insult to the Electric Umbrella, to be quite honest with you. But anyway, yeah, I forget that place is always there. Don't you?
What, Electric Umbrella?
Yeah, I just
I don't know. We two or three years ago when we went to the Food and Wine Festival the first night, it was when an electrical storm collided right on top of Walt Disney World, and it was raining cats and dogs and thunder and lightning everywhere, so we hid underneath there for – about an hour while the storm passed. So that was my experience with the Electric Umbrella. So,
well, this this is the experience I have with it. My brother drugged me in there. It's the only time I went in. See, me and my brother, and nothing against, I told you, my brother's Tomater. You know, highfalutin eating to him is Harbor House over Pecos Bills, you know?
Well, we had seafood today.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, honey, I'm going to step it up tonight. Instead of Pecos, we're going to head over to Columbia Harbor House and have ourselves. We're going to have ourselves, what is it called? The Lighthouse Sandwich. But anyway, Don, they just like counter service. They're simple. Like, he loves... His favorite restaurants are, and I love them for it. I'm not trying to pick. Hey, you said it too, but Outback Steakhouse and Olive Garden is like his go-to jams. If you follow me, I mean, he gets a blooming onion. That's all he needs. You know,
you know what? After my last experience, I think I'll take Outback any day over it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I know. I honestly know that you and Tomater would be best friends. If you ever met him, you'd push me right to the side. Used to be doing this podcast together.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, so anyway, this is going back, and oh my God, about 15, 20 years ago, like our first maybe 10 trips to Walt Disney World, if you follow me. And it was one of the trips, like, my wife is off this year, 4th of July. They shut her lab down. Like, it's weird. They'll go years where she's off the week of 4th, and then they open it again. You know how the minds that be, they think that they're recreating the atom again. You know what I'm saying, John?
They
change their mind of it's a good thing, it's a bad thing. But anyway, she was off the 4th of July week, and my brother was down there for 2 weeks, so we decided, I was working for myself. I said, you know what, hon? I get pushed some things aside. I said, why don't we go down and surprise Don? So it's one of the stays we stayed at the Swan and Dolphin. I got a great deal. I think it was one of the deals I got the Swan and Dolphin for $120 a night.
Nice.
So we had my new pickup truck. We decided, let's just go. And we ended up down there, and we surprised him. And so to make a long story short, which I never do, we ended up in – we're in Epcot, and we're hanging out as a family, and it's time for lunch. And you got all the World Showcase. You got all these wonderful restaurants and all this crap to do. And those two, let's go to Electric Umbrella.
Oh, I mean, man.
And me and my wife just said, you know what? We sit down and we barely touched what we had. And we, after we left him, we went and got food. I've heard good things about the French dip burger there, which is, and they have a bacon cheeseburger there. But you know what I'm saying? They have the comfort foods. But I'm in World Showcase. I'm not there all the time. I can get burgers here any day of the week. You know what I'm saying? That's where they wanted to go, Electric Umbrella.
Nah, I don't think I've eaten there since.
And I haven't been back since.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever actually eaten there. I've grabbed a beer out of there once or twice, but that's about it. So, but yeah, I mean, with all the food choices around World Showcase, how can you even contemplate eating there? But I mean, that's some people, that's what they like. They like burgers and fries. So, hey, good for them.
God bless them. I know I'm the idiot. I'm not saying I'm not. But yeah, that's Don. I mean, me and Brenda haven't set foot in that place. I forget it's even there, John. I mean, it's like I walk by it like it don't exist. It's
no,
weird.
Because I mean, even if that was your, I guess if that's what you were looking for lunch, by the time it's lunch, I'm out in the World Showcase because I've done all the Future World stuff in the morning. So I'm never at that, in that area. Even if I were tempted to eat there, I'm never in that area at lunchtime. So.
But anyway, we'll do the Mount Rushmore of these different things over the next few weeks. We'll try to get a couple done because I promise you guys, the weekday shows are coming back. It's just John is messing it up because he's constantly working
all my
on Wednesday.
Fault. I
know. No, you're. But the main thing is Monday is our freest night to do it, and we don't want to do another show right after doing the news on Sunday. You know, we could do it, but we like to separate a little bit to keep the conversation going. You know, and keep it fresh. You know, John.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to sit and talk for 4 hours in a row about Disney. We might actually get our fill at that point. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's nice to take a break in between.
And so Wednesday night you started your company, took on a couple other stops. Another stop you have now. First you went through the spring break stuff. Now you have another stop. Wednesday was the most convenient night for us. And then Thursday, if we wait till Thursday, it almost bleeds. By the time I edit it, it almost bleeds into the weekend again. It was like Wednesday was great because I could release it on Thursday. So now we're going to try to either do something on Tuesday if we can, Tuesday or Thursday, and definitely get another one out. And whenever you guys listen, you listen, right?
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, even if we were able to, you know, maybe record one. And if we're doing the Mount Rushmore episodes, we could definitely keep an episode. You know, if we got one ahead, you could release it a week later or something like that. So,
but absolutely, but yeah, we promise we're gonna get them back. And I've been doing this Hard Rock Casino, which is, I'm really looking forward to an opening. It might bring some between the Hard Rock and the Ocean View Casino. They're right next to each other. You got Ocean View, Showboat, and then Hard Rock. So there's two new casinos opening within 100 yards or 50 yards of each other. You know, so I'm hoping it brings back, it starts to lead to the trend of bringing Atlantic City back, cleaning it up and getting it back to where, you know, halfway where she could be. Not even where she used to be, because it never was where it should be. It always, you know, and that's another story. But I'm hoping it gives me and Brenda something we want to go do.
Yeah, it sounds like all the work you're doing down there in Atlantic City and stuff. It sounds like there's a whole bunch of casinos, and then when they finally finish updating or building new ones, it's time to start back at the oldest one and redo it all over again.
We're hoping that's what happens now, John, because the way the economy went, like, they were shutting down left and right. It seems like now everything's starting to lead to the trend where they're trying to take another run at rebuilding Atlantic City. Shaquille O'Neal just bought property down there where he's putting up probably like 1,000 townhouses in this one area, which is very nice. It's right by the casino. So there is a building surge going on down there again, so which I'm very, very happy about. So, but what we're hoping for is there's like a – I know Carmen and Brian, hello guys, the Adventures of Peas and Carrots. They have a Wahlburgers down by them in Myrtle Beach when they go there. They've shown it on their vlogs a few times because they had like a food festival that they were at there. And I know Dennis and them have them on Boston, but there's going to be one coming to the Ocean View, which I'm looking forward to trying a Wahlburgers. I know I was just picking on hamburgers, but I would like to try it. And there's a bunch of new restaurants coming to both of them. And you know how me and Brenda love to eat, so I'm looking forward to that. Not the gambling, but the restaurants, the shows, and just hanging out down there.
Yeah. It sounds fun. Yeah. And like you said, I mean, I think I lost $20 on blackjack one time at Atlantic City, and that was the only gambling I ever did in a casino in my life. I'll never do it again. I was looking at it, and I worked awful hard for that $20, and it's gone already. Never mind. So.
No, I hear you, Johnny.
Yeah.
So, but and you guys have the Hard Rock. The Hard Rock has a good name, so, and it's owned by the Seminole Tribe, so you know I will support it.
Yeah. There's a huge one in Tampa that I deliver to. It's a massive casino, and they have everything there, from poker to blackjack to the roulette tables and everything. So.
And there's another one at Universal Studios, which we know, and then that ain't a casino. It's just a Hard Rock Hotel.
It's just a restaurant hotel.
And then you have the my buddy Eric goes to the one down in Fort Lauderdale all the time.
Yep. So. I've been to that one too. So,
but anyway, as soon as all this is done, which it's supposed to open June 28th, and the keyword there is supposed to. There's so much work left. But yeah, once we get that and I head back to my other job, we'll be back to our little normal flow again. So I know I keep apologizing every week, but you guys know life happens.
Yeah, we all have to take care of our families. But as much fun as podcasting is, it's just a sideline, you know, so we all have to do the job first. So.
Absolutely. You know, we try to keep we try to keep you guys as happy as we can listening to us, our stupid comments every Sunday, but we are sorry about the weekday show. Did you also see, getting back to the news, did you see that they have new Toy Story and Incredibles Magic Bands, John? Speaking of merchandise.
I saw somebody wearing the Toy Story one already, but no, I hadn't seen the Incredibles one yet.
Yeah, I'm looking. I love that they're doing all these different. I don't want to call them obscure, but it is. They are coming out with some different ones that I really like. You know, like the train that I like. I like when they do different stuff like that, not just continue with Minnie, Mickey, Haunted Man. You know what I'm saying? Like the common ones. I like when they step outside of the box a little bit with some of these.
Yeah, the one I got for Lisa for Mother's Day was a Dooney and Burke one from the Food and Wine Festival that had the different country stamps on it and stuff with Figment on it.
That's
so
cool.
It's a really unique looking one too. So you're right. I mean, it's nice when they just don't stick with the super characters that everybody knows. It's nice to, like you said, a little obscure or a little oddball, off the beaten path characters.
Yeah, the other one was that's where the obscure was. They have a Wreck-It Ralph Magic Band now released, which is really cool. I could be into a Wreck-It Ralph Magic Band. Are you looking forward to the new Wreck-It Ralph? Speaking of him, I am. I seen the trailer with all the princesses and stuff giving them crap.
Yeah.
I think that'll be hysterical.
Yeah, I think that's going to be great, and I think that's going to be supposed to be the first time they've ever been on the screen all together, right?
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of? And I hate them for doing it. Like, I refuse. You know how I won't watch the creep Johnny Depp in anything?
Yes.
Okay. Well, well, that's the same way. Like, I never watched the first 10 minutes of Shrek, and I refuse to watch it. I've seen bits and pieces throughout, but I refuse to watch it because all it did is bash Disney. It was basically, I refuse to watch it.
It's a great movie.
No, I can't watch it, dude. I just, no, the whole thing was like making Disney look horrible, in my opinion. It was their way of, it was passive aggressive. Do you not agree with that?
It was definitely poking fun at it, but I mean, it did it in a way that I thought was hilarious. So,
no, I
mean, I don't have a problem with satire. So.
No. See, I couldn't out of principle. I couldn't watch it. You know, and the deal is, but it does remind me of some of the scenes that I've seen with the Disney characters, how they're picking on them and that. It looks like the princesses are going to have that same kind. It's going to, the way it looks to me, it's going to show some of their attitude. The way the trailer went, so I feel sorry for Ralph if he gets involved with, like, I don't know, I'm just off the top of my head, like 13 different women yelling at him.
Poor guy.
He ain't gonna stand a chance there, is he?
No. Doesn't matter if he's big and strong, they're gonna bash him. So
he has no shot, man. He has absolutely no shot at all. The Incredibles 2, did you get to see it?
No, I was talking to my son and my wife. I think they might want to go see it next weekend, so we might go see it next weekend.
Well, unlike Solo, it's doing incredible.
Yeah, I still don't understand why that movie didn't do well. I mean, it was so much better than the Star Wars Episode 8, but unfortunately, it got it. You know how some of the movies, they get that bad rap right out of the gate, and then they never can recuperate from it. Much like John Carter. I thought John Carter was a good film, and nobody got that bad rap right away, and nobody wanted to go see it. So.
No, I hear you. I mean, I the thing that I don't get is, and I get, but I don't. It cost. I mean, the problem that it seemed to be is, it cost $400 million from what I read. I could be wrong, so don't quote me on this, and email me and text me and call me an idiot. I know I am, but just. I'm trying to remember because I've been trying to keep up with things as being on the job site. I'm sorry I haven't been on Twitter as much, but I really can't believe that any of yous really miss me. But reading along, it costs like $400 million to make, and it's so far only made $300 and some million. But what happened? Millie making over $300 million local in the – that's a lot of money anyway. I mean, why did it cost you $400 million to make it? And now that it's made, eventually – with all the merchandise and stuff like that, they're eventually going to make some money. It isn't like they're going to lose on it.
No. And it, you know, because it's Disney, because it's a big company, people love to pick on them anyway. Uh-huh. So, I mean, if given a chance to kick the, you know, kick the bully one, or not the bully, but the, I guess
yeah,
the president
it.
Of the class when he's down.
I'll call it
Shrekking
it. We'll call it Shrekking
it.
But yeah, the thing of it is if it costs $400 million to make and it only made $30 million, that would be a problem. The last time I checked, it's made over $300 million locally, and who knows what overseas. So it's doing bad as far as what they probably estimated it, but I don't think it's going to end up losing them money at the end of the day, my favorite expression.
No, and I don't think so, and I think it's still going to end up doing okay as a movie all by itself, but when compared to other Star Wars movies when they're going to say, well, it didn't make what this movie. Well, it's not exactly in the canon of the regular Star Wars movies either, so.
Well, but,
yeah, I really liked it. I mean, I liked it a lot, so it's one of the few that I wouldn't mind going and seeing again as a compared to 7 and 8, so.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. I haven't seen it yet, but I really want to see it. And I promise you, I'll probably like it more than every other Star Wars movie.
It a lot. Han Solo is your favorite character, and it's all written a lot like a Western.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
that
why I'll probably
thing,
like it
so.
More. Yeah. I'm not a big like space geek. I never was. I never dreamed to go into Kennedy Space Center. Let me put it this way: if a rocket was going off in my backyard and the Eagles were on, I would tell them to shut up. Quiet down out there. I mean, you know, I mean, I would be screaming out. It could be making history. It could be the first rocket that's going to fly up and come back within a couple hours, and I'd be pissed off that it was interfering with my football game. I have no interest in outer space. So that's the biggest thing there. Like, now Solo, I can tell you right now, it'll be my favorite movie of all of them. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you'll like it a lot. It has a lot more to do with the story and stuff than so much of the sci-fi stuff. So.
And speaking of the continue with the Star Wars, did you see the Fallen Order teased for 2019 release? Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order teased for 2019 release?
No, I didn't see that.
That's the latest movie they're talking about. What else do we have here? You got anything there, John? Ready to go?
Yeah, I see the you can get the Donald Duck annual pass holder magnets at Epcot now. Before they were only available at Hollywood Studios, so now you can get them at Mouse Gear in Future World. So I will be able to get one now because I don't have to go over to Hollywood Studios. So now I can just go to Epcot.
Yeah, because you're very rarely allowed over at anywhere but Epcot.
Yeah, we went to Hollywood Studios, we went to the Magic Kingdom, we went to Disney Springs. We just didn't make it over to Animal Kingdom, but I think I can get a pass on that one because I spent more time at Animal Kingdom in the last year than probably anybody else. So.
No, I don't know how you missed the Animal Kingdom. Like you could have gone, you could have took your wife to see the new flights, the new bird show.
Yeah, and I don't know. It was her decision. You know where she's gonna go. So,
I mean, she's in love with Epcot. I think if she had to choose between you and Epcot, I think she would choose Epcot.
It would be a tough competition. It really would. So, no, actually, we were looking at the breakfast menu at BOMA. I think we may do a BOMA breakfast one morning and then head over to Animal Kingdom for the day. So that's the plan. Sometime in probably July.
Did you hear this, John? And this is where I'm thinking about staying in the fall, to be quite honest with you. The Disney, the downtown, Judah's favorite resorts, the ones down at the Springs that now are getting all the special offers. You know how much she loves those resorts. We want to wish Tommy happy Father's Day, too. You're doing a great job with those boys, Tommy. But anyway, the hotels at Disney Springs are offering special summer rates. Listen to this. Below is the seven hotels with sample room rates for this offer. It's called a special summer rate. Contact John or me, your travel agents, and we could help you out with them. But B Resort and Hotel rates from $110 per night. How great a deal is that, John?
$110 sounds really good. You know, right across the street from that's the one right across the street from Disney Springs, isn't it?
It's like two in, Johnny. The Wyndham is
down
the one
Road.
I think. Yeah, I think that one's right.
Yeah,
across.
Wyndham is that one. Yeah,
yes.
You're right.
I usually am right, John, but I don't like to rub it in.
Excuse me. Sorry, sir. Sorry.
But here we go. Best Western Lake Buena Vista, right down the street, $101.99 per room per night. DoubleTree Suites by Hilton Orlando, $129 per night. Hilton Orlando Buena Vista Place, rates from $143 per night. Hilton Lake Buena Vista, rates $123 per night. There's three of them there. Holiday Inn Orlando, rates $95 per night. And the Wyndham Garden Lake Vista, rates from $85 per night, John. And that's the one right there. Guests staying at the Disney Springs area resort hotels will receive a 2018 Disney Springs Resort Passport, includes our special offers and coupons that can be used at various retail. So there's a whole special offer going on here. So I don't know. I'm just saying, John, if I had to choose, I mean, in some ways, you might the amenities are better here. The only problem is the parking. I mean, the buses. But from the last couple trips that some of my clients and some of our listeners have been telling me, the buses haven't been too great, have they, John?
No, not all that wonderful. So, but I don't know. Looking at the picture, Doug, at the top, which one is that with that beautiful pool that looks like a giant lazy river weaving in and out of all those palm trees and stuff? I'm not sure which resort that is.
I think that's the Bay, John.
Yeah, that looks almost as nice as the pull over the Yacht and Beach Club, you know?
Yeah, so. These resorts are beautiful. Like I've said before, I've stayed there before. I stayed at the original, the Grosvenor, which is now the Wyndham, and I loved it there. They had just redone the rooms, and I got it, dude. I got it for $59 a night. Is that
nice.
Crazy? I mean,
$60.
It was insane. I couldn't believe it. I got the deal. I was like, Brent, I had reservations for Riverside. I seen this. I said, listen, we got to try this. And all we did is walk across the street and take their buses anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that. Or if you're going to drive anyway, just be. I mean, heck, you'd drive anyway. Why not? Just stay right there. So.
Well, now the biggest thing is with the Disney $25 or the $20 or $19, whatever the parking fees are, what the hell? You might as well just take your car and park at the parks. It's the same as you're staying on property. I mean, $109 a night. What, I mean, Riverside is two bills a night easy now anymore. You know, any of the moderates are around that.
Yeah, even with discount rates, I think you're looking at $189, something like that. So, yeah, like you, plus your parking. So.
I mean, Caribbean Beach and Coronado right now are offering deals because of the construction. But face it, guys, once the construction's done, those deals are done.
Yeah, we had a great deal at French Quarter, but that was because they're remodeling the rooms there. Our building was the last building to get remodeled. We checked out, and as we were checking out, they were stripping the rooms, you know, taking the toasters and the coffee makers out and everything like that. So, we opened the door to take our luggage out, and there was just the things lined up and full of the coffee makers and everything. So we were the last people to be staying in that room. So.
Oh, if I'd have been there, they asked them if I could buy one.
Well, I can pretty much guarantee I can find one here in a couple of days. I know where to look. So.
Did you see this? It's pretty interesting. They have the serving board now. Take home a piece of Sanaa bread service serving boards on sale now at Kidani Village. That's pretty cool.
Oh, so you get a little souvenir for you to take home and try to make it yourself, right?
Yeah, it has the serving board that has all the little tins that go in the little, it has the little holes cut out.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Well, I don't know if they're, I'm trying to see here, Johnny, if they give you the tins with it, the little serving balls that go with it. There's one at the Sanaa service restaurant at the Animal Kingdom Village, which specializes in African cooking. I mean, it looks, I would love to have that. I'm just trying to see if it comes up, if you get the, I think you can. You could buy the little tins, too, with it, it looks like.
No, that's cool.
There's served specially non-bread and nine spreads on a unique wooden board. We've long wanted to take the board home, and now we can. It's pretty cool. It's nice. I would like to have that. And it does have the, you can get the little tins too if you want to get them. It's showing here. So, the wooden serving, yeah, here it is. The wooden serving board, it comes with the tins. Wooden serving board, wooden. I'm speaking wrestling with you. Wrestling. The wooden serving board, nine serving tins, and recipe cards can be yours for the price of $69.98. It's for purchase at Johari's Treasure, gift shop and lobby at Kidani Village. The recipe book contains the recipes for all nine accompaniments and all the different breads that are served. I like that, John.
Yeah, that would be a job, though. I mean, making, what, nine different breads? So.
Oh, I wouldn't make nine breads. I would buy nine breads and make the dipping sauces myself.
There you go.
And what
there
I would do is I have the pizza stone. I would just toss them on the stone and heat them up.
Yeah, yeah.
But that would be nice. We got the little campfire going. Put some of the breads on the grill. Grab a couple beers, a glass of wine, and sit out at the old fire ring. What do you think?
Hey, that sounds like a deal. When are we doing this?
Whenever you want to drive up to Jersey, buddy.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you'll just point the car and go an hour and a half the other way instead of spending time up in this crappy area.
Maybe I could save some money just heading over to Sanaa. So.
But yeah, I mean, it sounds pricey for $69, but something like that is unique. I don't think that's bad. One of my Disney
really
gift cards. What's that?
It'd look really good in your kitchen, too.
Yeah,
so.
Well, one of my Disney gift cards, I would be perfect, because I'd feel like I'm getting it for free anyway. What's the next piece of news you have, Johnny?
Well, speaking of Disney gift cards, I forgot to even mention this. I wanted to thank you for the $75 gift card you gave me for helping out on the show. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it for vacation. And Judith was nice enough to send us a $50 one for my son for graduation.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
And he used that to buy us fish and chips at Yorkshire Fish Shop. So he really does appreciate it, and thank you so much. I just wanted to make sure I kept forgetting to mention that. So thank you both very much.
No, you're welcome. Judas is a sweetheart. I'm just an idiot that sent you a gift card.
Did you see you were talking about the Magic Bands. Did you see that now there's a Thorn one and a Test Track one out?
Yeah, I want to get both of them. I was trying to keep that on the down low. I don't want everybody else having them.
Yeah, those look really cool. So they're finally coming out with some attractions. I'm still waiting to see some resorts. Wouldn't you love a Riverside one?
I've been saying that for a while. I'd wear my Riverside hat with my Riverside band and a Riverside t-shirt. I'd be cool. I'd be the coolest kid in town.
Oh, and then if they ever go retro, Doug, can you imagine the limited edition of 500 Dixie Landings retro magic band?
That would be awesome, dude. I still have my Dixie Landing mugs that used to be the good ones when they used to allow you to refill as much as you wanted.
Yeah, and if that thicker one, they were a lot better insulated and actually kept your drinks cold a lot longer. So.
Yeah, I still have them big ones, man. I can still remember my pilgrimage over to the food court to fill it with ice and soda for my nightly stroll.
Yeah.
I missed Riverside. But yes, and Judith and Tommy sent you that wonderful gift card, and me and Brenda sent you the other one. Thank Brenda and Tommy, too.
Absolutely.
There you go. Brenda really sent it to you, John. I didn't want to, but she said, you got to give it to him.
Yeah, she tried to sneak it out. So.
What's John's address? I got to take care of my buddy. Yeah, we were happy to do it to him. Hopefully there's more where that come from, John. We got to keep.
Actually, we went shopping at Publix yesterday, and I started my saving already for next trip. We got May next year booked at Saratoga Springs right now because we can't transfer yet. But I went ahead and bought my $20 gift card to put away for start saving up for next year. So.
It's nice that way because, dude, you know, we're always buying. We're always working on the houses. You can't help it. But if you take that, everyone, that's why I tell everybody, like, Father's Day gifts, like, you know, things that, because the girls take care of me here, which I love them for, you know, and, but birthdays, that's why I love getting them. And again, like, even with my vacation fund, I'll take the money out here and there and just buy gift cards just because it's earmarked for it.
Yeah. Yep.
You know?
You are correct.
Are you excited about the Disney Parks app?
I don't know. I was looking at that. I'm not even sure exactly what it is. So what's that going to entail?
From everything I'm seeing, it's more interactive while you're there. You could play. You could while waiting in line for some attractions, guests can play with family and friends while waiting. I don't know. I'm on the fence with this. It's like everybody. Yesterday, I'll go off on my little tangent. I love my phone, John. You love your phone. Like, even when you were just in Disney World, you even told me, Doug, shut your mouth. I'm not going to be on my phone and doing crap all week. I'm on vacation with my family. You know, you got a little nasty with me when I asked you.
I don't remember saying it like that, but okay. You know, you hear what you want to hear.
No,
so.
I'm just kidding with you. But I'm up in this window yesterday, and I'm working, and I'm on the beach, and I'm in this, like, bay window. And it's hot as heck in there because there's no air in the building and the heat's just beating on me. And I look out the window and I'm looking down. I took 5 seconds to recoup. And it's a beautiful day. It's like 83 degrees out. It's gorgeous. It's sunny. They're on the boardwalk. The ocean's there. And everybody's walking up and down the boards with their head in the phone. I mean, I'm watching kids walk by. There's 5 and 6 in a pack and every one of them's on the phone. I don't understand it. So the point I'm making here is it's like, yeah, I like the idea. Like, if you're on Soarin', maybe it gives you something to do. But for the most part, wouldn't you like to – isn't the part of being with your family being with your family?
Yeah, but like you said, I can see it for something like Soarin'. If you're waiting an hour and a half, you know, I mean, it would be nice to have something to occupy your time. But, yeah, you're talking about that. Imagine riding Kilimanjaro Safaris and there's 10 people and – all 10 of them have their heads in their phone instead of actually looking at the animals. Why'd you even come on this ride? Okay.
No, so. I mean, in some of the ways it seems pretty odd. There's something for everyone to enjoy, from activities that interact with selected attraction cues, which, again, if you're on Soarin', I don't like that cue, but I'll be honest with you, I never really get bored on it. I talk to my wife. We talk about the day we've been having, where we're going to go next. You're in Disney World. If you can't come up with something to talk about there, you really need marriage counseling or something, or family counseling. You need to talk. Am I wrong, John? Like, you're at Disney World, and you can't find something to talk about? Don't you think you got issues?
Oh, there's so much stuff to look at and so many other people to look at in line anyway and make fun of. So
yeah.
That's what Doug does. So.
Exactly. But, you know, plan your day out. Talk about, after we get off Sword, I'm going to head over and get myself a Lefin-de-Mont. Oh, I can't do that anymore. I'm going to get over and get a Canadian Molson. I can still get, or a Moosin.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. But, and I'm going to get myself, I'm going to go over and get this or that. I mean, that's what I like to do. But anyway, there's something for everybody to enjoy, from activities that interact with selecting attraction queues to games that bring favorite Disney stories to life in an immersive new way. Guests can also earn and share digital collectibles when they receive theme achievements. Earn for experience both in the app and across the Disney parks. It's kind of like Agent P. And with the Disney Trivia feature, family and friends can band together to see if they have what it takes to become a Disney Trivia Master as they discover fun facts about favorite theme parks. I like that. Play Disney Parks will be free and available for iOS and Android this summer. The queue games in the app will require a minimum of two players, and the trivia games can be played with a single player. The new app will not be part of my... This app will not be part of the My Disney Experience apps, which will continue to be vacation planning and management tools for visitors. So I'll check this out. I just don't know if I could do it at home anything.
No, I think to a certain degree it would be kind of cool for waiting in line. It might have trivia questions about the movie. Say you're waiting in line for Peter Pan, you would maybe be able to learn some stuff about Peter Pan movie while you're sitting there waiting in line. So I think it'd be kind of cool. So.
And interactive stuff in the queue, and if it also makes you go on exploration throughout the park and find stuff, then I'm into that. If it's going to tell you more things. Fireworks entertainment lineup. Did you see this yet, John?
No, I have not. Is this for the 4th of July?
No, it's for Christmas, John.
Oh, well, that's what I was thinking. New Year's Eve?
Oh, yes.
Usually we have the lineup for the fireworks on about the 4th, so I'm kind of surprised that they actually would have it.
Well, you're right there. I cannot deny that. I will not argue with you there, but I still have to break your stones. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, 2018 4th of July fireworks and entertainment lineup. Disney Celebrate America at the 4th of July Concert in the Sky. Are you excited about that? DJs will host a dance party in Frontierland and Tomorrowland on July 3rd and 4th. Illuminations Reflection on Earth, July 4th finale. Earth with a special July 4th finale. That sounds really good. I've seen that before. The Voices of Liberty and a cappella group will perform traditional American songs on the American Gardens Theater stage at 5:30, 6:45, and 8 p.m. He's still arguing with me about that. He called me dumb or something the other day. He had to sink to that level of calling me names, John. I've never called him a name ever. You ever remember me calling him a name on this show, John?
I don't think so. No,
thanks, buddy. You know where your bread is buttered, don't you? Disney characters dressed in Independence Day attire will meet guests during the day at the American Adventure. His whole argument was, is the Canadian is all about the Canadian. It's just off-kilter saying everything. I'm sure the British invasion, they created all those songs, too. I'm just saying. But anyway, Disney Hollywood Studios, a Star Wars Galactic Spectacular, 10 p.m. on July 4th. You're going to head to... You're not going to be at any of these, are you, John?
No, the 4th is on a Wednesday this year. Tuesday would be the only night. The 3rd would be the only night I could get out because you know very well that on Thursday I'll be back up at 4:30, so I can't go to any of these. It was great a couple of years ago when 4th was actually on a Saturday. So, yeah, we did. We saw Illuminations and everything that night. But I don't know. The 4th of July is so crowded out there anyway. It's not a blast. It really
but I'm pumped.
But yeah.
Yeah, I remember my brother, he was there. They had to take turns going to the restroom so they could save their spot at like 4 p.m. It was like insanity. I was like, me and Brendan's headed back to the hotel, enjoy. anyway, patriotic treats. Select theme parks and resorts will offer exclusive dessert items in honor of Independence Day. Examples include a 4th of July cupcake featuring an apple pie filling and a Creature Comforts and Isle of Java at Disney's Animal Kingdom, a sparkly red, white, and blue coconut macaroon dipped in chocolate at the Boardwalk Bakery at Disney's Boardwalk Resort, and patriotic dipped strawberries and Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse mini domes at Amaretta's at Disney Springs. The 4th at the Fort, Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground will offer several special events around 4th of July holiday. The 4th of July 5K run will take place. They have runs all the time now, man. I mean, I don't know about you. I hope 7 a.m. it's starting to get pretty hot there.
Yeah, it said it's going to start at 7:30, so there'll be people. And you know how these runs are. I mean, they're packed. So, man, people will be starting at 8:30, 9 o'clock, not finishing until 10:30, 11 in the heat. Good luck with that. Have fun.
You're right. Available June 24th through the 30th. Pre-registration is available June 21st through the 30th at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Fort Wilderness Bike Barn. On-site registration begins at 7 a.m. in the field next to Mickey's Backyard Barbecue. The run begins at the location at 7:30 a.m. Not around, at 7:30. I'm not in that, John. I'd be running right to the pool.
That's where I'm heading. Yeah, I agree.
They should have. That's what they should do. Maybe they ought to do, instead of these marathons in the summer, maybe some Olympic swimming events. Keep you in the pool at least. The 4th of July golf cart parade begins at 4 p.m. on July 4th. Registration will open June 24th through the 30th. Same thing at the barn, the bike barn. You can get your registration for that. And the 4th of July, here we go, John. 4th of July Beach Bash at Clementine's Beach will take place from 6 to 11 p.m. July 4th. Guests will enjoy live DJ, dancing games, contest, a movie, and more. In addition, the Fort Wilderness food truck will be available in the settlement area with delicious items for purchase. I didn't hear anything. The key word to that whole statement, I didn't hear anything about it being charged. You can just go to that.
Actually, that doesn't. If anything, that doesn't sound like a bad time, because from that beach, I wonder if you would catch some of the fireworks from the Magic Kingdom, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
So yeah, that wouldn't be a bad day. That would be like much like spending your, you know, an old fashioned barbecue at home. You have a nice barbecue and then sit out on the beach and watch fireworks. So that would be a good day.
No, absolutely, it would. I'm in. I wouldn't mind that. It would be better than being knuckle to knuckle inside the park.
No. That's not. If any, I would go to Illuminations, because that wouldn't be and you know what we did that year, and you can't do it now. They've got those scree walls up building that Skyliner station at Hollywood Studios. But we sat right there on the grass in front of the boat dock and watched the fireworks from Hollywood Studios and had a great view. But unfortunately, you can't even do that now. So
yeah. I don't know, John. I'll stay away from 4th of July. Did you see this? Can't speak now. Disney patents a multi-plane screen which could be used at Star Wars hotel windows. Sounds pretty interesting.
It sounds like what they're working on. I mean, all that type of stuff where the magic portholes from the cruise ships is basically what they're going off that idea, and then all of a sudden you're going to be in space the entire time you're there, and I'll bet they'll have some windows that look out on the park, but you're not going to see the parking lot or anything else. You're just going to be in space.
So. Yeah, I would think, yeah, the only thing you're going to see is something to keep the illusion going, and it also looks right. Like they're going to be used at the new the space restaurant over at Epcot, so.
Yep.
No, there's some very interesting. I'm looking forward to all this. It's just you're more looking forward to Star Wars Land than I am. The biggest reason I'm looking for the Star Wars Land is that by then it'll be easy to get on anything at Toy Story Land.
Well, that, and maybe it'll take some of the crowd away from Pandora, and we can actually go ride Flight of Passage with only a 45-minute to an hour wait, you know? So.
Yeah, and somebody like me might be able to actually get a freaking Fast Pass, who's a travel agent.
Yeah. Well, as a cast member, you only got 7 days to try to get it, so I haven't had any luck either. So.
Well, as a travel agent, I only get whatever days I'm there.
Yeah.
Until I pick up my tickets, I can't book anything. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. The crowds are going to be crazy. I mean, I don't know. Unless I know a cast member to get me in somewhere, John, I don't know if I'll be able to do anything for the first year of when Star Wars Land is open.
Yeah, I certainly hope I can get over there. So I will probably end up waiting in some lines to do that. So that would probably be the only place that I'd really wait in lines, but I'll do it for that one. So.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping you get your preview over to Star Wars Land. I mean, Toy Story Land.
Yeah, so am I. If not, I ended up buying the annual pass, so at least I'll be able to get over there for the summer. So.
Well, what about the annual pass holder events? Has there been anything there?
I've been watching my email. I haven't seen anything yet, but I'm keeping an eye out on it. So.
Yeah, keep an eye on that. And the last thing is I'll tell you what, the other thing I'm excited about is this new Guardians of the Galaxy coaster at Epcot. That's coming out of the ground pretty well. That's past Ratatouille, it looks like, with the way they're building it. The steel's out of the ground now.
There's two massive construction sites going on at Epcot, so it's kind of good
Three.
To see that. Yeah, including the gondola station. Yeah, you're right. So, but it's nice to see that actually going on there, because for a while, you know, Epcot's been pretty stagnant. So it's nice to see a bunch of stuff going on there. I'm still waiting for another pavilion, so I still haven't heard anything of that yet.
Oh, I think that's sooner than later. I'll tell you what, a little secret. I got offered, I was reading about it, and I went back and forth, and I could have got it if I want to. I just ain't ready yet. But there was a guy I was speaking to that needs drywall help on Disney property. Wanted me to do some finish work. And I was reading, because I always look at what's going on, look at the one. I look at things down there in Florida to kind of get my idea of when I'm moving, what's available to me. And I got contacts down there and stuff. And one of my buddies was telling me about it, and I looked into it and spoke to him. And they're looking to hire people. They need help big time for finishers. And on the job was actually on Disney property, multiple sites. You know how hard that is? Know how tempting that is, John?
To be able to tell your wife you were working on Ratatouille. I mean, come on, Dougie.
Yes. Anyhow, I know what I would love the most, John? If I got the Star Wars hotel and you didn't.
Then you'd have fun. Come on, John. Man, you got to see. It's really cool.
I'd be breaking your stone so bad. But anyway, yeah, there's... Epcot, I think this is only the tip of the iceberg, dude.
Yeah, I hope so. It definitely sounds like, you know, I know they've got to be doing something. They're still that idea of redoing something with the Imagination Pavilion. Hopefully they do something with the Odyssey restaurant at some point in that beautiful spot over there. So.
Yeah, the brew pub would be perfect.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I mean, there's so much space up there in Canada between where the stores are and then where Martin Short's film is in the back. There's that whole little area up there that I guess is just storage rooms or something, but it's so pretty and nice right there. The breeze comes through there. Put me a brew pub right there. I'd be happy, man.
The way the Canadian – I love the Canadian Pavilion. It's probably beauty. It's one of my favorites. Like, everybody knows I love my little shed out there. But they need to do something to get you more into that gift shop. Am I wrong? It's like I don't understand it. There's not enough going on there.
No, it can be a packed out day, and you'll walk up there, and there'll be about four people walking through that gift shop. And it's always been like that. I've always wondered why they don't do something. You go back to that film, and most people have no idea that there's a film all the way in the back of that pavilion. So.
No, it's hard to explain the layout, the way that the flow of that pavilion stinks.
Yeah, it's very intimidating. I mean, if you look up the stairs, you almost am I allowed to go up there? So,
yeah,
you know
exactly. And then the walk down to the restaurant, I love it, but it isn't like convenient. You loop around and then around, and then to get up to the waterfall, it's like everything is so broken up. There's no flow to it. I love it. I mean, I'm fine with it because I'm used to it. But there is no flow to that pavilion at all.
And it works for, I guess, representing Canada, you know, kind of. It's supposed to be higher up and harder to get to and that type of stuff. And I guess that's what they're going for. But, yeah, and I don't know. Like you said, it's a beautiful pavilion. And me and you have no problem exploring it. But I think for 90% of the guests, I don't think they fully ever explore that pavilion.
That's so. The emptiest gift shop. Like, I make myself go into it just to go up in there to see what they have in there. But it's like, it's a... You got to make yourself go do it. You don't flow. Like, know how all the other resorts, all the other countries, you kind of flow into the stuff?
Yep.
It's kind of like also, I will say this, and I love it, Pat. It's my favorite, one of my favorite shops on all property is the souvenir shop at the American Pavilion. But even that, not a lot of people know you can go into that either at the end there.
No, it's hidden. It's back there. Yeah, I mean, I think most people probably find it on the way to the restrooms. So.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. Like, sitting over there, like, me and my brother-in-law, like, with one of the times we were in there, we were in there for a while because I love all the history. I like all the books. I like everything that they have in there, and when they change it up and put different – I love that. That's a must-do for me, like Mouse Gears. Every trip I have to go into that store. But the Canadian one doesn't flow, and they need to do something about it, I think. They need to add something to draw people up there.
Yeah, if they had, like I was talking about that middle area, you know, there's nothing there. Maybe they should have some kind of performer, maybe like one of the Streetmosphere guys, go up there and do something up there that would draw a little bit of a crowd, you know?
Yeah, they need to do something. And if they open the brew pub at the Odyssey, like we talked about, they could have Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light, Molson Canadian. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and Heineken. Yeah. Don't forget your Heineken.
So.
And maybe Beck's. Woo. Yeah.
Dos Equis. Get your Modelo back in Mexico, please. It's the best beer. I don't believe I start drinking it and they get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? I don't like Dos Equis nowhere near as much as Modelo. But I digress. I want to talk about Father's Day again. Do you want to do the top five Disney fathers? It's about all the news I have.
Well, let's do it.
And I'll let you start off. Start with number five and work your way down, Johnny.
All right. So I'm going to go with number five would be James from The Princess and the Frog. He was Tiana's father. They show him only briefly, but we know that Tiana gets her work ethic and her love of food from her father. And with a picture they show of him was World War One. He was in a World War One outfit, and he had the Bronze Star beside him, or Distinguished Service Cross, I believe. So he was a World War One veteran that might have died in combat. So he was a great father, and I think instilled a good work ethic in Tiana. So.
Well, I think that's a very good one. My number five is he's a good dad, but he's kind of a little bit of a, I don't know, he kind of did a bad job, but he's a good father. He's Nemo's father. I mean, did he not cross the entire earth to find his boy? But he shouldn't have lost him in the first place.
it was a catch-22, you know? He had to let his son go, but he didn't want to. But, you know, I mean, Marlin had a tough road to hoe, so.
And he was kind of more like a mother than a father.
He was filling both roles.
He is one of my favorite. I love the movie Finding Nemo. But what I'm saying is he more doted on him like a mother than he did a father. Like the father would have kicked him, you know, I would have kicked him in the butt and told him to go play with his classmates. Where he's telling him, no, don't go. And, yeah. So I mean, he's kind of you got a little something on your nose, Nemo. Oh, you watch that. I'd have said, suck it up with that one fin, buddy. You're strong enough with one. You don't
there
need
you
to.
Go. Come on, big guy.
But I do like Nemo's father. I think he did a great job. But I love those movies. But Nemo's daddy. Number four for you, Johnny.
Pongo from 101 Dalmatians. He had a ton of puppies, and he was responsible for.
My hat's off to Pongo. That's all I'm saying. Pongo put some work in.
You're not kidding.
Here's to you. Cheers, Pongo. Go ahead.
Yeah, and him and his partner, I forgot her name, but spent the entire movie chasing Cruella de Vil around England to try to capture all them puppies back. So, yeah, good job, Pongo. He got them all back. So, but and that would be some gifts on Father's Day.
Yes, he had 101 gifts. Exactly. Oh, if they're all gift cards, he's going to be eating good. Yeah, he'd be eating good at the parks. My number four for me is Mr. Incredible from The Incredibles. I love his character. I love Greg T. Nelson. One of my favorite shows ever was Coach. You ever watch the show Coach?
Yeah, it was a good one.
So anything that Greg T. Nelson's in, I like. I mean, he's played in multiple movies, but I think he does a great job in this. I love The Incredibles. I can't wait to get out and see number two. You'll probably see it before me, but If I get slow in the weekend and we get another rainy weekend, I might drag Brenda over to see it through the Incredibles in a movie. But I love everything about that show. I love both sides of the father. I love when he wakes up and he finally gets to be a superhero again. You know what I'm saying? But before that, when he's all bummed out and mundane and, you know what I'm saying? And then when he realizes his boy has superpowers, he couldn't be prouder, could he?
Yeah. The first one was great, so I think the second movie is going to be even better. And it looks like he's going to have to play a Mr. Mom role in this one, so that'll be interesting too. So,
it'll be very, very interesting. Mom gets to go to work and he don't.
Yep.
Number three, Johnny.
All right, so I'm gonna go off the track a little bit, and I'm thinking of not necessarily a biological father all the time, but maybe somebody that fills that role. So I'm gonna go with Baloo from The Jungle Book. You know, Mowgli didn't have his parents were gone, and Baloo kind of fills that role in Jungle Book, and does his best to raise him up right. So Baloo from The Jungle Book.
I love Baloo, and little story for you. Presley, my dog Presley, that was one of the names we were considering.
I can see that.
Yeah, we went to him, and then we should have called him Remy, because my wife would Ratatouille.
Yeah,
And he loves, literally, John, if we're in the kitchen cooking, he's laying there. He don't beg either. When we bring out the chicken, because we do boil him chicken or whatever, if we tell him, here, Prez, he'll beg us. Like, he'll come up and sit next to us, but he don't, like, my dogs won't sit at the table and constantly be on you and stuff like that, but he lays in the kitchen the entire time we're cooking. And we should have, in retrospect, we probably should have called him Remy, but at the end of the day, he is Presley because he does think he's the king of the damn house because he is the boss. He rules this place. He don't like to be told no. He acts like a star. Everything he says is go. I mean, it's insane how bossy this dog is. But, yeah, Baloo and Remy were on the short list. It was between Baloo and Remy, and it ended up being Presley. But I love a Baloo. But I just – the Baloo, the name, I just didn't know how it was going to come out all the time.
Yeah, it would be a little awkward.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, with a dog, like we call Presley all the time.
Yep.
Well, you always give a nickname. Am I wrong, usually? Like, your name
Yeah,
is,
you usually give a dog a kind of a wacky name to begin with, and then you shorten it turn it into something else anyway. So.
Oh, yeah. Where was I going from a Baloo? It was just going to be, Baloo.
Baloo. Yeah. Bally? I don't know.
But anyway, as we got off on another tangent here at the pub. Of course, number three has to be for me. It had to be on the list is... What other father? Who do you think of when you think of fathers more than Mufasa from The Lion King? And you probably knew I was going there, didn't you, John?
That's why I stayed away from those ones. I knew which ones you were probably going to grab. So.
Oh, what are you talking about? I was reaching for the low-hanging fruit, John? Is that what you're saying to me?
No, I knew which ones you were going to go for. So I figured I'd research a little bit and grab some oddball ones for you. But, that movie is the only movie that makes my son tear up a little bit. So.
The thing I love about him is how proud he is of his son.
Yep.
You know, that's the deal, and how he wants to, and how, what I love about that movie is this, is how much he loves being a father too. You understand? He likes to be, he takes in that role. You know what I'm saying? So I, you know, that movie breaks me up every time I see it. And, you gotta love Mufasa. So if you're going to say Happy Father's Day, Mufasa has to be at the top of the list.
You know, Doug, and don't we all just wish our dad's voice sounded like James Earl Jones? I mean, come on.
Yeah. In a way. In some ways, no, because I'd be scared of him even more.
No kidding. All right. So for my number two, I'm staying with that same surrogate father role. How about Carl from Up? I think he fills that. Did I steal one from you?
No, you didn't. I let that one go because I didn't know – if you'd be calling a gray area there, but yes, yeah. Carl was awesome.
He does a great job and fills the role. It's kind of odd because there are several movies that Disney and Pixar have both made where they don't even mention what happens to the father. I think of Andy. Where's Andy's dad?
Yes.
You never hear anything about it. But Carl does a good job of being that older guy in the neighborhood that takes time eventually. He had to get worked into it, but takes time eventually to spend some time with a
Russell. I keep calling him Doug. Doug's a doggy, which is the cutest thing in there. They gave him the perfect name because how cute he is.
Is that what it was?
Yes. I mean, this dog is so cute. What's the perfect name? First thing I think of is Doug. So it has to be Doug. Cute is always referenced with Doug. I'm just telling you. So go ahead.
It's parallel. Is that what you're telling me? Okay.
Yes.
I got you.
All dogs are pretty much cute for the most part. And I'm the, needless to say. Anyway, go ahead. Russell. Russell was well taken care of.
Yeah, he was, and that's a great movie. But again, I think I've seen that all the way through one time because that's probably the toughest one ever for me to watch. You know, I'm sure it's pretty rough for you too, as much as you love your wife. I mean, that's a hard movie to watch as a husband. It really is. Yeah.
Me and Brenda, it breaks our hearts because that we, you know, when you love your wife as much as we do, and I love Brenda with all my heart, it's like the thought of her and us being apart, it kills me. So, that's the whole thing that kills you about that movie. They pulled the heartstrings.
Oh, and it's tough because it's such a good movie, too. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to watch again and again. You basically got to skip halfway through the beginning and go right to the end.
Yeah, like fast forward the first 20 minutes here.
Yes, stop the waterworks. So, number two for me, John, and I'm going to give you a hint. Wake up! Why don't sleep during this? Where am I going?
I'm gonna say the father of our country. So
no, I'm not going there. No, but you were close. The father on Carousel of Progress.
Okay, all right. So,
yeah, I love that whole scene. It's American father right there. You know, 9 to 5, we're doing the commute, the rat race. You know what I'm saying? The whole 9 yards. I just love. The father is the storyteller. Am I wrong?
You're right. Yep. That's a good one. I didn't even think about that one. That was a good one.
So see, I didn't do all the low hanging fruit either,
okay.
Did I, John?
All right. Good job.
Yeah, my buddy over there at the Carousel of Progress, I think he does a wonderful job. Whenever you think of a father, you usually think of the father like telling the stories at Christmas time around the campfire, going camping, fishing, your dad. You know, telling you the stories and getting straight to the point. Like, you know, some of the things he's talking about. Yeah, like those Wright brothers think they're going to get that plane off, that flying contraption off the ground. I mean, you know, they're the stories that your dad always tells you. You know what I'm saying? And I just love that. I love that show. So
yeah, and he's so atypical, too, you know, trying to, especially in that one scene where there's the cords are all over the place and strung here and strung there, and he blows fuses. And yeah, that sounds like me at Christmas time.
He's a typical American father. Am I wrong? Could they have done him better?
No. He's perfect. And oftentimes just sitting there drinking coffee while his wife's working. So.
Absolutely. And the father, he's teasing the daughter, and he's letting his son get away with some stuff, and then he realizes put that away. If your mother catches you. But, you know, it's just – I just love the show as far as that. It's the whole American family. And not just American. It's just the family atmosphere. It's a father figure, and they do a wonderful job. Let's go get a sarsaparilla.
Yep, exactly.
So, I don't know. I'm all in on my buddy over at the Carousel of Progress.
Good deal.
What's your number one?
My number one? All right, I'll give you some hints here. It's one of the least visited attractions in the Magic Kingdom. But the father, he took his family on an adventure. They got shipwrecked. He saved them from pirates, and he built them a house in the trees. So,
Swiss
William
Family
Robinson.
Robinson?
Yeah, William Robinson from the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse. What a job! I mean, he was ingenious enough to set up his family in a house in a tree with just stuff that he scavenged off the ships. And he in the movie he saves them from pirates. I mean, he's a great guy. He really is.
I love that attraction. I hope they never get rid of that. I just love walking up there.
That really says old Disney to me. I mean, that's vintage type stuff. And yeah, I love walking through there. And then every once in a while you'll get that group in front of you that think it's just a queue for something. So they'll walk all the way through it and get to the end. Well, where's the ride? There is no ride.
The ones I hate is the ones that are complaining. You see, it's all steps. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I know,
oh, my God. I can't believe how much. Is it ever going to end? Oh, my God. You could be at work. I mean, it's like they're. I have to tell my wife, whenever we get around those people, she starts squeezing my hand. You know, because she knows it's going to be an outburst. Stop it. But anyway, no, that's a good one, John. That's off the beaten path.
All right, you're number one.
My number one is easy. He's the ultimate father. He's the father of everything that we know. Walt Disney.
There you go.
You know, if it wasn't for... He's the father of all, is he not?
Yeah, he was the father of Mickey Mouse and Walt Disney World, Disneyland, so... Pretty much everything.
And the whole thing was created because he wanted to find a place that he could spend quality time with his kids. That the whole family could enjoy. Am I right or wrong?
You are right. Instead of just taking them to kiddie parks and not be able to enjoy himself. So he wanted stuff that he could do with his children.
He wanted a safe, fun family atmosphere. And Disney, remember that. Get back to your roots a little bit. Care a little bit about us. You know, because we're the ones that are going to keep coming. And, you know, treat us the way Walt would have wanted you to. Because if Walt was still alive, I bet you 75% of this bullcrap that's going on right now wouldn't be going on. What do you think, John?
Some of that wouldn't be going on. I think the whole Chester and Hester's area would be bombed. I mean, that's exactly what he was trying to avoid. And here they are. They made exactly what he was trying to avoid.
He'd have been in there with a blowtorch and a socket set, ripping that apart himself. I guarantee you.
How dare you buy an attraction off the friggin' shelf and put it into my park? I mean, really? So,
yeah. I mean, this all started to go the other way when Roy went off the board, and there's no family members on the board no more, and that's where it all went kapooey as far as the corporate takeover. And if Walt was still in place, he would still be the father figure type. I'm not saying he might have... I don't even know if... And I'm happy it's all here, but I don't even know if Star Wars Land and all that would have been there. I don't think he'd have brought anything in that he didn't totally create himself, as far as that. But he might have, because he did buy Mary Poppins, and he did do other things. So I've been on the other side of the argument, too. So, Doug, you're wrong there. But I don't know if he did. I don't know what he would have did. But I guaranteed everything would have been more family-friendly.
I think you're right.
And he wouldn't have been looking for the last buck on everything. I'm sorry. He wouldn't have been. Because everything I've ever read about Walt, money wasn't what it was about for him. It was never about the money for him. It was always about the show and doing something he never did before. Am I wrong? The only thing that meant money to him is so he could build more shit.
Yep. Yeah, that was his goal, was to just build more and more family-friendly stuff and to get those attractions out there and to be on the cutting edge of technology for stuff. I mean, think about the multi-plane camera that he came up with to do the animations. So, you know, I mean... He's the father of many things. So.
And just all the animatronics. So everything that's there, and the Carousel of Progress was his first big ride, right? World's Fair. Abraham Lincoln.
Small World. Yeah.
So, I mean, they were the first, and they're still the best, in my opinion. They're right there. I mean, is there anything... I see, and everybody fights with me, but I truly love the TTA, the Carousel of Progress, as much or more than any other rides in the park. I love the new Flight of Passage. I think it's incredible. I think it's phenomenal. But I enjoy Carousel and TTA as much as them.
Well,
the People Mover.
I can tell you that I did two out of the three over my last vacation. Which two do you think they were?
You did Carousel and you did the People Mover, right?
Exactly.
So that's my deal, and the thing of it is like these people talk about going to sleep and stuff like that. Like, that's American history. You should be on. Like, when I take like Jimmy, like when he was 8 years old, and put him on Carousel of Progress, I interacted with him, and now he's 20 some years old, and that's one of the first rides he can't wait to go back on, because that we create a memory with that, and he likes the nostalgia. He loves Spaceship Earth. But the thing of it is. If you have dialogue with the kids, they appreciate it more. Yeah, am I wrong, John?
No, you're right. I mean, which attraction do you think my son rode with me? Of course, the TTA. I mean, that's been our attraction forever. It was mine before he was born, and then we took him on it as soon as he was able to get out to the park. So yeah, he still loves it. So.
No.
And it's nice just to sit up there, sit with your son, and scoot around, and look at the people, and And I, you know, working at Disney, I do this thing now where I have to try to wave at everybody, and nobody ever waves back. But I try anyway. So, you know.
I wave back. I'm a people that. Person who's angry.
Yeah, you don't hate people, you just hate stupid people. So.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of them.
It's 50-50, John, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But no, I love interacting with people. I really do. It's just I don't understand the angry people. I get angry at lazy people. Like I know, and I appreciate, I love all the cart stuff, and I love all that. They're the ones that make me angry. But there's nothing nicer than being at the parks and striking up a conversation. Like, I remember the one gentleman from Michigan. He's one of the reasons why I started to want to move to Disney back in 2000. He was telling me the story how he lived in Michigan, and they had moved down there about a little over a year ago, and he was telling me how he's in the best shape of his life because him and his wife every night walk Epcot.
Yeah, I believe it.
And he said when he lived in Michigan, because he was going, he said he just went back for his daughter's wedding, and he went and seen his family doctor. And his family doctor, he lost like 30-some pounds, and his family doctor said, took him off half his medication because he said, because he's retired. And he said, what are you doing? He goes, what I'm doing is I'm still eating, and I'm still, you know, I like food. But he goes, instead of coming home and eating a cheeseburger or hitting food and watching TV all night and sitting in all winter getting no exercise, now me and my wife are going out to dinner or grabbing a snack, and we're walking World Showcase every night of the week. And he said, yeah. I'm in shape now. He goes, I have a life. And meeting people like that, that's one of my favorite things to do, striking up conversation with strangers. That's why we do this. But yeah. No, I can't. I people need to appreciate Carousel more and stuff like that. And Walt, I wish a lot of Disney would get back to where their roots were. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was the father and the father of Walt Disney World, Disneyland. So it'd be nice if maybe the corporate side could see a little bit of that and take some of his example and maybe incorporate it back into the company.
Well, that's why we all fell in love with it. This special way you feel. You didn't, even though it was expensive the first time we went, I didn't think it was. I would argue with everybody, it costs you more to go to Jersey Shore for a week than it does to go to Disney World, which it's still in that range, and there still is more things to do. But I didn't feel like when I was there, they were after every nickel and dime like I do now.
Yeah,
that's the difference. I didn't feel like they were after my last cent. You know, before you drive out the gate, you still have a couple dollars on you. Yo, come here, I need that. You know,
Doug, you don't know how accurate that is. I mean, that Cast Connection store is on the way out the gate now. So we stopped there. It's like, what do you got left in your wallet? $28? Ah, crap.
Exactly. I'm surprised they don't put a toll up on the way in and on the way out. I'm not even kidding. I wouldn't be surprised if they set up an Easy Pass in and out of that park.
Yeah, and if you have the Easy Pass system, it'll only cost you $4 to get in. Otherwise, it's going to be $10. So.
Yeah, dude, don't give them any ideas. But I'm still shocked it don't cost you to drive on property.
So, not yet.
That's coming. But anyway, we'll let you go. Enjoy your family, John. We want to wish everybody out there happy, happy Father's Day. We really appreciate all you wonderful fathers out there. And if
yep.
Just go enjoy your day. Have a steak and a hot dog, and don't be worried, you won't get in any trouble today.
And a beer.
Yeah, I'm going to go try to get myself a couple ballpark franks out there today.
No, I think you can do it.
Yes, I hope I don't get in any trouble for it. But that's what I think I'm going to get for lunch, a couple hot dogs and some fries.
Hey, there you go.
So that's my happy Father's Day. But anyway, John, I hope you and your family have a great day. Go watch your wrestling with your son.
Yeah, will do.
All right, guys. Everybody, again, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really appreciate it. Check out all of our sponsors, Elite Vacation Homes, if you want a home in the Central Florida area. If you want to do any of these trips to Walt Disney World, you can get American Tourist Travel. All of our information's there. And our friends over at Scooter Vacations really took care of you on your last trip, John. I'm glad you enjoyed your scooter. And we're going to have them on. They have they have their own, like, bippity-boppity boutique that comes right to your hotel room. So we're going to get them on here, and Joelle, and we're going to talk about that very shortly, as soon as time is available for us. Right, John?
Yep, sounds good. Yeah, she told me a little bit about it. Sounds interesting. Sounds a lot less strenuous than trying to get to into the castle or out to the one at Disney Springs. I mean, how much more convenient than coming to your room could it be? So
yeah, check out, go over to Scooter Vacations, and you could find out all the information. If you could follow John at Beer Solo, you could find me at Grumpy6767. Head over to our website. It's all in WDW. Check out our good buddy Bob. And you can find us all on Twitter and Facebook and on YouTube at WDW Main Street. Everybody be kind to one another. Again, happy Father's Day, and we will talk to you soon.
Happy Father's Day, folks. Bye-bye.
We're rascals, scoundrels, villains, and knaves. Drink up, me hearty, yo ho. the devil's in fashion. Really bad eggs break up me hearty, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We're beggars and blighters, ne'er do well cats break up me hearty, yo ho. I was reared up by a mommy, the bags break up me hearty, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We kill every plunder, we rifle and loot, break up me hearty, yo ho. We string up a planet and don't give a hoot, break up me hearty, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. It's what we kill, we kill, we slap, break up me hearty, yo ho. We're on the metal and even hijack, break up me hearty, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We kindle and char and flame and light, break up me hearty, yo ho. We burn up the city, we're in a fright, break up me hearty, yo ho. We're rascals, scoundrels, villains and knaves, break up me hearty, yo ho. We're devils and fancy, really bad ass, break up me hearty, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We're beggars and whiners, ne'er do well cats, break up me hearty, yo ho. I was reared on my own.